Coming up this half hour, Hanukkah, celebrating the Festival of Lights with our pets. We'll get the scoop on the first feline, who will soon be moving into the White House, and listen to inspiring real-life stories, including a shelter dog that finally found his forever home, just in time for the holidays. We'll start with this in the news. The first feline. Brian Alexander reports in USA Today, November 29, 2020. Joe and Jill Biden want to unite America. They'll start by adding a cat to family dogs, Champ and Major. The president-elect, Joe Biden, will have to bring a divided country together when he steps into the White House. He's starting with the pets. Biden and future First Lady Jill Biden will bring a cat into the White House along with German Shepherds, Champ and Major. And now, some breaking news. Anchor Jane Pauley announced on the CBS Sunday Morning Instagram page Sunday. President-elect Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, won't just be bringing their German Shepherds, Major and Champ, to the White House. The Bidens tell us exclusively that soon they'll be joined by a cat. No specifics on the new cat were revealed. The news comes as the president-elect slipped and twisted his ankle on Sunday. Coincidentally, we think, while playing with Major. Out of an abundance of caution, he will be examined this afternoon by an orthopedist, Biden's team told reporters. Jill Biden had already signaled the cat move during a Fox interview in September, saying, "Well, I'd love to get a cat. I love having animals around the house." Biden has already emerged as a pet president just by restoring the tradition of dogs back to the White House after the Trump administration went canine-free for the last 4 years. The last cat to live in the White House was a black cat, India Willie Bush, during the George W. Bush administration. The cat was a beloved member of the family for 18 years before dying in 2009. Sox was President Bill Clinton and wife Hillary's famous cat during their tenure in the White House and even addressed the media on one occasion. Sox was their only White House pet until the Clintons adopted a chocolate Labrador named Buddy in 1997. Sox had no public comment on that adoption. Next in the news also, from People.com, Delaware shelter dog adopted after 866 days. Will spend holidays with a family of her very own. Seeing how excited she is to be home and with people loving her makes us so happy, said the new owner of the dog, named Charlize, by Benjamin Van Hoos, November 17, 2020. After spending years in animal shelters, this dog finally has a loving forever home. On Friday, Anna and Matthew adopted 4-year-old pooch Charlize from the Delaware SPCA in Newark, Delaware. Charlize was transferred to Delaware SPCA from another shelter in July 2018 and spent 866 days at the SPCA waiting to be adopted, according to WTXF. All in all, between the Delaware SPCA and the other shelters Charlize lived in, the dog spent a total of 990 days hoping for a new home. Anna told the news outlet they wanted to welcome a pet into their family after buying a home, and they thought Charlize was undeniably cute. "We weren't aware of how long she had been in the shelter until we met her, and honestly, we couldn't figure it out. She was such a sweetie the whole time we were there meeting her," she said. "And now, seeing how excited she is to be home and with people loving her makes us so happy." The new dog owners told WTXF that Charlize is adapting well to her living arrangements, and she's even grown accustomed to sleeping in her human's bed. "I'm happy that she seems to be trusting us already. It's like we have known her much longer than we have," said Anna. On Friday, the Delaware SPCA celebrated all the animals who were recently adopted, but showed special attention to Charlize finding a home since she was their longest resident. "We have been very busy placing our dogs and cats into loving forever homes," read the Facebook post that featured a gallery of all the adopted pets. While we're always excited for all our families and lucky animals, we are especially thrilled for our longest resident, Charlize, who, after 866 days with us, was adopted today and will spend the holidays with a family of her very own. Happy tales to Charlize, her new family, and all our adopters and lucky animals. Also from People.com, Guide Dog helps woman who survived a medical emergency that took her vision to thrive on her own. After surviving a massive brain aneurysm, two nearly fatal strokes, a medically induced coma, mobility loss, and vision loss, Mackenzie Hanlon is ready to take on the world with her guide dog, CJ. This is written by Kelly Bender, November 25th, 2020. Mackenzie Hanlon has endured more than her 22 years than most see in a lifetime. At the age of 14, Hanlon started to be plagued by sporadic but debilitating migraine headaches. After numerous doctor visits and various treatments, Hanlon learned at 17 that she had a massive brain aneurysm that required immediate surgery. During the operation to relieve the pressure on Hanlon's skull from the aneurysm, the teen had two nearly fatal strokes that led Hanlon being placed in a medically induced coma. Hanlon awoke from the coma after several close calls and another operation to find that she was paralyzed on her right side and had suffered vision loss. Instead of letting this trauma slow her down, Hanlon worked through her medical setbacks and maintained a 3.5 GPA at her high school. Today, she is 22 and has regained most of her mobility due to her dedication to getting better and stronger. Hanlon's vision did not return. She retains some vision in her right eye, but none in her left. Additionally, she has some difficulty speaking due to aphasia. While some may see these differences as obstacles to the life they envisioned, Hanlon has pressed on with her dreams and is preparing to enroll in college classes. Newly by her side for the academic adventure is CJ, a yellow lab that serves as Hanlon's guide dog and best furry friend. Trained and placed free of charge by the nonprofit Southeastern Guide Dogs, CJ helps Hanlon navigate the world while maintaining her independence. The companionship and assistance the pup provides are life-changing, according to Hanlon, who no longer has to worry about tripping, falling, or bumping into objects, as she did when she was using a cane to get around. I walked with her, and I could feel her stop at the curb, and it turned out to have an indent. CJ knew that was a nope for me. Hanlon tells People of the moment she knew CJ was the ideal guide dog after testing a dozen others. She was obviously very patient and aware. After that comforting experience, Hanlon knew CJ was her perfect match, and the dedicated dog joined her family in September. Now I can go walking, just me and CJ, with no slip-ups, Hanlon says of one of the many little ways CJ has made her life better, adding that the dog had improved her overall mobility, too. After a few months with CJ, Hanlon has figured out her goals for the future. I want to work in social work, but my dream job would be to work at Southeastern Guide Dogs to help others who have gone through a situation like mine, she adds. Hanlon also hopes that her story will push others to take migraines seriously and encourage them to get an MRI if they're concerned about head pain. Next, from PetMD, an editorial, 10 pet safety tips for the holidays. Keeping your furry family members safe during the holidays can be a difficult task. There are breakable ornaments, potentially dangerous plants, presents with bows and ribbons, lights that can be chewed, and who could forget the Christmas tree? Let's take a look at some simple pet safety steps that will allow your furry family members to join in the holiday fun this year while avoiding any trips to the animal emergency room. First, place your Christmas tree in a corner. To keep your cat from attempting to jump onto the tree, you can place aluminum foil around the tree base to warn you of an impending tree disaster. Since cats and Christmas trees are not always the best combination, it may take some ingenuity on your part to keep both parties safe during the holiday season. Tinsel can add a nice sparkling touch to the tree, but make sure you hang it up out of your pet's reach. Or for the highest level of pet safety, simply don't use it. Ingesting tinsel can potentially block their intestines, which is generally only remedied through surgical means. Do not put lights on the tree's lower branches. Not only can your pet get tangled up in the lights, but they can also cause burns on both cats and dogs if they become entangled. Additionally, your dog or cat may inadvertently get shocked by biting through the wire. Ornaments need to be kept out of reach too. In addition to being a choking and intestinal blockage hazard, shards from broken ornaments may injure paws, mouths, or other parts of your pet's body. For those buying live Christmas trees this year, keep the area around the tree free and clear of pine needles. While they may not seem dangerous, the needles cause stomach upset and can irritate or puncture your pet's intestines if ingested. Did you know that holly and mistletoe are poisonous to dogs and cats? If you normally use these plants to decorate your home, they should be kept in an area your pet cannot reach. Poinsettias are also not a great idea, as they can cause nausea and vomiting if ingested. Edible tree decorations, whether they be ornaments or popcorn strings, are pet safety time bombs waiting to happen. These goodies are just too enticing, and your pet will surely tug at them, knocking down your wonderfully decorated spruce. Not to mention that they are also choking hazards. Burning candles should be placed on high shelves or mantles out of your pet's way. There's no telling where a wagging tail or curious cat may end up. Never leave candles unsupervised, and keep your cat away from any areas with open flames or wax. Homes with fireplaces should use screens to avoid accidental burns. To prevent any accidental electrocutions, exposed indoor or outdoor wires should be taped to the wall or the sides of the house. Any wires extending away from the wall should be wrapped in hard protective plastic to make them less interesting to your cat. When gift wrapping, be sure to keep your pet away. Wrapping paper, string, ribbon, plastic pieces, or cloth could all cause intestinal blockages. Scissors are another pet safety hazard, and they should be kept off floors or low tables. Be cautious about leaving wrapped gifts with ribbon and bows under the tree where your pets can get to them. So there you have it. There are your safety tips for this episode. Now, How to Celebrate Hanukkah If You're a Dog, by Jonathan Graziano at BarkPost. Editor's note, we hosted a Hanukkah-themed photo shoot in the BarkPost office with the dog styler. A few of her photos from the shoot inspired some of the items in this article. Ah, Hanukkah, we meet again. Also known as the Feast of Dedication or Festival of Lights, Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday spanning over 8 days and nights in celebration of the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem at the time of the Maccabean revolt against the Seleucid Empire. Now, this information is very important for Jewish humans who are celebrating Hanukkah. You have to know what you're celebrating, right? Sadly, the same cannot be said for dogs. Although we love them to pieces and raise them as we would our own children, they are dogs and have no idea what Judaism is, let alone Hanukkah. That being said, dogs have an inherent flair for celebrations, as any dog owner who has hosted a dinner party or in-home bar mitzvah knows all too well. They are more than capable of celebrating Hanukkah and don't know the difference between a menorah and a chew toy. By following this simple list, all dogs will be celebrating Hanukkah as if it were their birthright. First, brush up on your Yiddish while starting your day off right with a bagel and lox. Shroud yourself in a festive dreidel sweater and ignore the haters. Poop wherever you want, whenever you want. It's the holidays, so feel free to go wild. Bring along a fellow kosher canine as a buddy to celebrate the holiday. Prepare your pooch self for an onslaught of compliments from visiting family. Bask accordingly. Leave plenty of time for naps throughout the days. You have 8 of them. Pace yourself. Wear your newest yarmulke and surprise the schwitz out of your humans. be ready to light the menorah, and be incredibly cute while doing so. Appreciate all presents received the only way you know how, by being adorable. Finally, don't hold back on the latkes. You're a dog, and you're allowed to do whatever you want. Happy Hanukkah, everybody! Yes, but as you'll hear in the next article, pooches really should stay away from lit menorahs and the latkes. From the Veterinary Medical Center of CNY in East Syracuse, New York, here are Hanukkah pet safety tips. As we start this festive season, it's a great idea to remind ourselves about potential holiday hazards for our pets. Every time your normal household routine is disturbed, opportunities for injury or illness can arise. Even straying too far from your pet's normal diet can cause problems. Holiday complications that we commonly deal with here at VMC, the Veterinary Medical Center of Central NY, range from the mild to the severe. Unusual food items can simply cause some vomiting, diarrhea, and tummy upset. Unfortunately, they can also cause much more serious problems. Dietary indiscretion, aka garbage gut. A very common reason for a trip to the VMC's emergency room unfolds innocently in a busy holiday household. The meal is over and everyone is too full to pay attention to where the leftover food is in relation to your pets. Your pets have been waiting literally all day for such an opportunity and are busily helping themselves to the overstuffed trash container and or the leftovers on the counter. While dogs are usually the main offenders in cases of garbage gut, cats are not immune. Within a few hours, some combination of vomiting and diarrhea requires a trip to the emergency room. Pancreatitis. Pancreatitis is a swelling or inflammation of the pancreas. Severity can range from mild to life-threatening. Pancreatitis is typically caused when our pets eat foods that are much higher in fat than their bodies are used to. Think brisket and latkes. If your pet accidentally gets into scraps or if another family member sneaks them some, watch for vomiting, diarrhea, signs of abdominal pain. Your pet may appear hunched up if pain is severe enough, and also watch for loss of appetite, weakness, or collapse. If you notice any of these signs, bring your pet to your family veterinarian or the VMC as soon as possible. If pancreatitis is left untreated, it can lead to severe liver and kidney damage and can potentially be fatal. Chocolate. Wrapped chocolate gelt is doubly dangerous for our pets. The gold foil wrapping can cause digestive problems and obstruction, and the chocolate is toxic to our pets, even in small amounts. Store well out of their reach and keep an eye out for dropped wrappers or candy. Onions. Onions have the potential to destroy red blood cells in both cats and dogs, leading to anemia. Onions contain an ingredient called thiosulfate, which causes a condition called hemolytic anemia. Symptoms can take up to 2 to 4 days to appear and can include respiratory distress, diarrhea, vomiting, and lethargy. Small amounts of onions can cause problems, so use caution when storing, serving, and disposing of these foods. Another reason our pets should avoid latkes. Raw dough, making challah or sufganiyot, raw dough can expand in a pet's stomach and require emergency surgery. Make sure that rising dough is well out of reach. Any food, fried in oil, hot oil and pets don't mix. We've treated the effects of hot oil spilled on pets as well as pets who have eaten too many fatty treats. Both scenarios are best avoided. Other hazards. Dreidels. Small dreidels lying around may be swallowed, particularly if there is a young dog in the house. This creates a choking hazard, as well as the risk of digestive system obstruction. Menorah. Candles and pets are always a dangerous combination. Cats can jump up around the menorah and dogs can knock down burning candles. Don't leave the menorah candles burning unattended, unless pets are blocked from that area. Gifts. Many pets are naturally curious, particularly young pets, and they explore the world with their mouths. Any unusual objects lying around have the potential to be chewed and swallowed. Exchanging gifts often generates lots of unusual objects. Wrapping, ribbon, packaging, batteries, etc., that can create choking hazards and other potential dangers. Staying safe. Prevention. Take some simple steps during this festive time so that you can relax and enjoy. Block your pet's access to areas where food is stored openly, on counters and tables. If you can't supervise the area, make sure your pet can't access it either. Talk to your guests about the risks and ask that they honor a no-treats rule to protect your pets. If your pet is used to lots of table scraps and changes in diet, a few treats here or there should be okay. But be aware, however, that if you have lots of guests and they are each giving just a little bit, the amount can really add up quickly, especially for our small pets. Children will drop food. Your pets will eat it. Plan for that. Ensure that trash bins are secure. Remember that the packaging that the food came in will be just as alluring to your pet as the food itself. With larger quantities than normal of food in the house, proper disposal becomes more of a challenge. Expect the unexpected. We see cases where dogs eat things like mulch and stones outdoors because someone has cleaned the grill or dumped some cooking oil. The resulting seasoning on the mulch or stones is just irresistible to dogs. These cases almost always require surgical removal of those substances. Take time to observe your pet's behavior. If the holiday festivities seem to be taking a toll, ensure that your pet has a quiet, secure place to rest in. As always, be prepared. Know where your closest emergency veterinary facility is located, just in case your pet needs care. If you are in the East Syracuse, New York area, you can visit vmccny.com for directions and more information about Veterinary Medical Center of CNY's facility. Above all, enjoy your family, your pets, and your holiday season. Here's a true story of how a pet shelter turned out to be a real lifesaver for a human. In this Hanukkah 2020 post by Rabbi Menachem Posner, staff editor at Shabbat.org, it's called A Pet Shelter, A Tin Menorah, and an Averted Suicide. When Angelique Levin asked her daughter Amy, a student at Johannesburg's King David School, what she wanted for her 8th birthday, she was pleasantly surprised by the response. I have everything I need, said the then 7-year-old. Instead of gifts, let's ask people to donate doggy blankets, feeding dishes, leashes, or other supplies to an animal shelter. One thing led to another, and the family decided to hold Amy's birthday party in an animal shelter, but they could not find one that hosted parties. Casting a wide net, they finally found a shelter some distance from their home where a kind staffer, Jack, agreed to allow the party on a one-time basis. Even though the shelter did not generally host parties, Jack got special permission to hold it on his own time. At the party, the Levins struck up a conversation with Jack, who lived and worked at the shelter. As fellow animal lovers, they found that they had a lot in common. In fact, Jack even revealed that his family was Jewish, although he grew up in the distant community of Port Elizabeth and had not been raised with any Jewish observance. Several months later, the high holidays rolled around and the family attended services at Shabbat of Norwood, led by Rabbi Mordecai Rodal. During services, the rabbi spoke about the importance of reaching out to as many Jews as possible and shared with his congregants that he and his fellow Shabbat rabbis were spearheading a community-wide campaign with the goal of distributing menorahs to every single Jew in Johannesburg. After services, the rabbi stood at the exit of the Shabbat Center and gave a menorah kit to each family, encouraging them to do their part by passing it on to someone who would otherwise not have one. Mom, said Amy, Jack probably does not have a menorah. Can we give this one to him? The family made the long drive to the shelter where they met up with Jack and gave him the menorah. He gratefully accepted the gift, and they made sure he knew how to use it and when to use it. It was to be the first time he would ever celebrate Hanukkah. Life took a downward turn for Jack when the shelter abruptly informed him that his employment had come to an end. Not only was he out of a job, he was now also homeless. His wife and daughter had recently died in a car accident. His parents had passed away, and he had lost contact with his lone sibling. He heard that there was a job opening at a shelter in the distant suburb of Krugersdorp. Without money for car fare, he hiked 3 days, together with his dogs, to Krugersdorp. He was attacked more than once along the way, but he kept moving, hopeful that he would soon have a place to live. Upon arriving, however, he learned that the position had just been filled. Utterly alone in the world with no job and nowhere to live, he needed help, and fast. Knowing that he was Jewish, he even phoned 2 rabbis, but neither of them were available to help him. Living outside in a park with nowhere to turn, Jack contemplated suicide and even went so far as to identify a tree upon which to hang himself. Suddenly, he remembered the Levins, how they kindly brought a menorah for him and how good it made him feel. He rarely experienced kindness from strangers, and the little menorah had brought so much light to his life. Perhaps, he thought, they could help him. As soon as Angelique picked up the phone and heard Jack's tale of woe, she called Rabbi Rodal, who immediately reached out to Jack. "Don't do anything," said the rabbi. "I'm coming to help you." Meanwhile, he contacted his colleague, the rabbi of the small Jewish community of Krugersdorp. The local rabbi canceled his upcoming appointments and met with Jack. The rabbi plied the distraught man with cool water and food, calmed him down, gave him some cash, and offered to help him get back on his feet. When Rabbi Rodal spoke to Jack the following day, he was a different person, calm, hopeful, and resilient. Over the next few months, Jack came closer to the Jewish community and explored his Jewish experience, having put on tefillin, celebrated Passover, and studied Torah, all for the first time. The rabbis didn't just cater to Jack's spiritual needs, they supported him material and emotionally as he searched for a new job and a place to live. When he was given a visa to move to the U.S., where a job awaited him at an animal shelter, and the opportunity to begin a new life free of his haunting memories and tortured past, the rabbis gave him money to purchase a plane ticket. Neither the rabbis nor Angelique have heard from Jack since, but he remains etched in our hearts, a powerful reminder of the power of a friendly gesture, the light of a menorah, and the resilience of the Jewish soul. Jack, wherever you are, if you are reading this, know that your Jewish friends in Johannesburg and Krugersdorp are thinking of you with love, concern, and many fond memories. Happy Hanukkah, Jack. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment.